Diddy found not guilty on most of the charges. He was denied bail, so he has to stay until October outside the courthouse. They were celebrating. Some of his supporters were squirting each other with baby oil.
Ooh.
So. Yeah.
This is the theme. 40 and 2 podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Big changes for Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, they're going to be opening up Chuck E. Cheese's for adults.
That's what they're saying.
Which is like a good idea in concept because, you know, if you're going as an adult and bringing children, it's a pretty tedious place.
It is.
So instead of yelling kids, this would be just adults. And I was really excited until I heard about like what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Which is, it's pretty much just an arcade of classic video games.
Right.
So it's there's nothing else. It's just like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man.
Yeah,
and
Centipede,
like that.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Right.
But they also are going to serve alcohol.
Yes.
And
which they should serve a lot more alcohol at the other ones.
I think they actually serve beer at some of the other cheeses.
You can get a pitcher or something.
Yeah. To go with their excellent pizza.
I say that
sarcastically.
The fun thing at Chuck E. Cheese's were like the interactive games, in my opinion.
I bet you, look, you being like a competitive sports person, you probably love like the skee ball.
Yeah, and like the one where you
whack-a-mole?
Hit the whack-a-mole.
A whack-a-mole.
Yeah, and like the shooting games and stuff like that and the cars. Yeah. So
toss a basketball through the hoop.
Just standing there like pressing buttons and stuff, that doesn't sound like fun to me, personally.
It's more of a like 13-year-old boy. Like retro fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're going to be opening them up in like, you know, empty mall spaces or something like that.
Yeah. I guess the other parts of the year that they're not Spirit Halloween
store. Yeah, exactly.
hey, you got to fill the space, right?
Yeah.
But if it was truly like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults, they should have rewards that are things adults would want. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, you go around and you collect the tickets.
Oh, yeah, you get the skee ball tickets and go and get a stuffed animal or something.
Yeah, a little plastic toy.
Yeah.
But, like, instead, like, you should get tickets and be able to go to that booth and say, like, okay, you've won 2014 tickets. That gets somebody to do your taxes for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Real adulting things that you don't want to do. Like, oh, you've got 44,000 tickets? We'll take your car to get its oil changed.
Yeah, that would be great too.
Right? Oh, we'll vacuum your house.
Those
are prizes. I would pay good money.
We'll clean your windows and take your trash out.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Chucky, think about that.
We're going to clean the crumbs out of your silverware drawer. How do those get in there, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
mundane things that I don't want to do as an adult. Have those things be the prize.
Yeah.
See, there you go. People are still fascinated by the compelling story about the 8-mile-an-hour police chase earlier this week.
Yeah, she's on 24 in a stolen car, and for 4 hours they followed her going really slow.
Right. They put out the little spike strips, busted the tires, but she kept going on the rims.
We're finding out a little bit more about this woman behind the wheel.
Yeah, not only does she look crazy, she is crazy.
Allegedly.
She's only 28 years old with a long rap sheet. She faces multiple charges like vehicle theft, reckless endangerment, and evading arrest for 4 hours.
For 4 hours.
Right.
Her friend had actually loaned her the car, and then she ended up stealing it.
Oh, okay.
And she told the friend, if she was ever involved in a police pursuit, so she was clearly planning on it, she would never willingly stop. So
she was true to her word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It took four hours of riding on the rims of her car because they blew out the tires with the spike strips.
Yeah. And then I guess the detectives and officers asked her, you know, like, why didn't you stop? And she said, why not? I've already on paper here for 10 years anyway. And then she was talking to some other people who were arrested. And the girl said, I'll do it here. I'll be out in a year. A good lawyer can do anything.
Anything.
That's how it's written. I'm just reading how it's written.
I believe your imitation is pretty close to what she really
says. Maybe
sounds
a deeper
like, I'm sure,
voice.
It's a dramatic voice.
Yeah, more of a smoker's cough, too. Like,
a good lawyer can do anything.
Nick Barris, who's on News Channel 5, he said, like, good luck with that getting out in a year thing.
Yeah.
Especially like, if you do anything that endangers cops,
right?
Good luck.
And she almost hit two, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was already on probation for other stuff,
right?
So, like, I don't think she's going to get off as easy as she thinks she is.
I think, Morgan and Morgan and, is probably ignoring their calls right now. Do they have caller ID? The son of Bart Durham says, nope, not going to talk. Touch it. Nope.
Her court-appointed lawyer is just not going to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be one case they don't care to lose.
Yeah, they're going to go, oh, I think I'm going to be sick that day. Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. All right, we have Jose in Clarksville. We have Shawnee in Bowling Green ready to play. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a get acquainted question. We'll start with Jose, you first. What crazy stuff do you remember from when you were a kid that would make the news today?
I remember going to a teen dance on a military base, and I and a couple of friends lit up a roll of toilet paper in the bathroom. I think I was about 12, maybe 13.
Yeah, at that really good decision-making age.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. What about you, Shawnee? What crazy stuff you remember as a kid that would be on the news today?
Oh, I don't know if it would really make the news, but I when I was little, my brother and I would put grapes under the wheels of the grocery buggy.
Squish
on the bottom. And so then when she didn't see us, and when she would go to push the cart, she's like, "There's something wrong with this cart," and she'd push it really hard, and the grapes would like splatter.
Man, that's funny. That's a good prank.
That's pretty funny.
All right, let's get the game going. You each have a screw if you need it. Let's begin with multiple choice.
All right, Shawnee, is Modelo beer made in Japan, Canada, or Mexico?
Mexico.
There you go. Good start.
Okay, Jose, concealer, mascara, or setting spray? Which cosmetic should you apply first?
Setting spray.
No, it's concealer. Yeah. Yeah. Setting spray is the last step.
The last
it sets
step.
Everything in place.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
You'll remember that next time you're putting your makeup on.
Right?
All right. Shawnee, the pitch is what they call the field of play in what sport?
The pitch. Field of play. I'm gonna go.
You ran out of time, unfortunately.
We were looking for soccer.
Soccer. Oh, that's
or football, as they call it.
The football.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, Jose, you have a chance to tie it up.
Jose, Greenwise Market is the organic line of food at what supermarket?
Public.
Good guess.
All right, tie game.
Yeah.
Okay, tied up. Going into the last set of questions. Shawnee, South Park is a long-running comedy animated series. It takes place in what state?
Minnesota?
No.
Oh.
It's in Colorado, South Park.
Oh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. It is a tough one.
Very
okay.
tough.
All right, that means you have a chance to win, Jose, with a correct answer.
Okay, Jose. Banana Boat is a brand of what?
Sunscreen.
Yes! Wow! Woo! Well done.
Come
and
from
you
behind
are the
victory.
Winner.
Nice job, Jose. Got concert tickets for you.
That's
Shawnee,
awesome.
We loved your story. We're going to have you back. Maybe we'll have you play next week.
Yeah, that'd
be great. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You guys know a couple months ago I had to take my dog to the vet. He had like a skin condition thing. He was scratching a lot.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get his toenails clipped. So they went to take him back and he ended up clearing out his anal glands. He was alligator rolling.
Yeah.
So they were like, drug him next time. You know, give him this trazodone. Start the morning before and then follow the instructions on the bottle before you take him in.
Okay.
So he's starting to have that skin condition again. He has a double ear infection.
Oh, no.
I need to get his nails clipped. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to start. So I gave him his meds, the trazodone. It said 3 every 6 hours on the bottle. So I was like, perfect. When I get home from work, I'll give him the next 3.
Yeah.
So I get home from work and I give him the next 3 from the bottle. Well, in my pregnancy brain state, I had 2 different bottles of trazodone from 2 different vets, One actually said 3 every 12 hours, and the other one said 1 every 8 hours.
Really? So, I gave six, were they different strength or something?
Yeah, and they didn't have it. So I was starting to freak out. I gave my dog 6 in 6 hours. Yes. So I overdosed my dog.
Okay.
On trazodone. So I started to freak out a little bit because I'm like, oh my gosh. So I looked it up and they were like, yeah, you can't, like, that can be serious. Uh-huh. So look out for signs of like vomiting, diarrhea, all the things.
No.
So I'm like, great. And he's already like a very chill dog, but he was loopy. So
extra chill.
So I take a 2-hour nap, which, you know, in hindsight, probably wasn't the best idea, but I still did it. And I wake up and he's still like, still just so droopy. Of course. I mean, he has a horse tranquilizer in his system.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know what? Since he's already drugged up, I'm just going to take him to the vet anyway, because like, this is the most drugged up he's ever going to be.
It's a good time.
Yeah. It's the
vet. Could he walk?
Yes. Okay. But getting into the car was a situation.
I bet, like,
my car's not, it's, you know, it's pretty low to the ground. And he's not a big dog, so jumping is difficult. And usually he hops right up, but yeah, he was sussing it out for a minute. And
kind of like helping great grandpa into the car.
Oh yeah, for a minute there, I was like, am I going to have to lift him? Like, he's 65 pounds, you know, whatever. So he ends up getting into the car, and usually he has his head out the window. He's so excited. No, he had like buried his head inside the car cushion. Like, it was so sad. So I get him inside and everything, and she's like, oh yeah, he's loopy. I was like, is he going to be okay? And she's like, oh yeah, he's fine. Mm. So go back, and he gets his nails clipped. He peed, he pooped, and he tried to alligator roll, but they end up getting his nails clipped, so thank God. And he has allergies now, I guess. So what causes the ear infection and the skin condition. So they're seasonal, thank God. But yeah, it was just like, what a day. And the whole rest of the day, and even today, like, he is still, she was like, maybe don't give him any more trazodone today or tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, no, of course not. Like, he's fine for fireworks even tomorrow. Like, he's good for a long time. So
don't beat yourself up. That happens to people all the time.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I remember one time when the kids were young, my wife accidentally gave our dog ADD medication on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we checked with the vet, you know, like, is he going to be okay? She's going to be fine. So that, but yeah, I don't think she even blinked. She was like just staring at us like with rapt attention.
Yeah, it was like, oh my
totally
gosh.
Totally opposite of Ford.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, maybe I won't be a good mom. Like, I just overdosed dog. But thankfully it was trazodone. It was calming. So
And just he'll spend a couple of days as Charlie Sheen. He'll be fine.
Yeah. He's listening to Pink Floyd albums. Yeah. He's just chilling.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
A couple of new items at McDonald's. Starting next Tuesday, you'll be able to buy a spicy Egg McMuffin.
Ooh.
They're doing that with a sausage and also the, you know, whatever that ham is.
Ham.
The ham imitation stuff
Canadian
they put in there.
Bacon or whatever, yeah.
And starting next Thursday, the snack wrap returns.
Yay!
People are very excited about it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It has been.
Yeah,
I don't know why they ever got rid of that.
Well, it's going to be back for a limited time or not.
Oh.
Prime days are next week. It's July 8th through 11th. And if you're wondering, well, how do I get the things I want on sale instead of just seeing what's on sale and buying that?
Right.
Here's a simple trick. I wish I knew about this before. Go into Amazon, find the things you really want to buy, and then put them in your cart.
Right.
And then when you log in, it will tell you if the price has dropped. So you just keep checking throughout the 3 days.
Oh, okay.
When the things you like have gone on sale, you'll see it.
Oh. Nice.
So that's a pretty smart thing. And people wonder, like, how do I get a, like, know if I get a good deal? Pretty much the experts say, if it's a really expensive thing, like an Apple product or like a Dyson, maybe 15%. If it's 50 bucks or less, you can get stuff at about 30%. That's about as good as you're going to get.
Right.
And then if it's a lightning deal, that's the best price you're ever going to get. You see it, buy it right there.
All right.
Very cool.
Cool. So Dollywood is going to reopen one of their legacy rides tomorrow. It's the Blazing Fury. And that is the only roller coaster I haven't ridden at Dollywood because it's always closed down when we go.
I've ridden that. I like that coaster.
I know. I've always wanted to go. So I'm glad that they must have been doing maintenance and stuff to like reopen it, I guess.
Right.
But so they're going to reopen it tomorrow. And the first people to ride it are going to be the firefighters of Pigeon Forge.
Oh, nice. Should be.
Right. Yeah, really cool. And then Dollywood has that like eagle exhibit, you know,
you can walk by and see.
So they're also going to have the American Eagle Foundation's Challenger, which is America's most famous eagle. It will also be there as well.
It's the one that's been like in the Super Bowls and
stuff.
Yeah,
it's like the eagle. Right. And to top all of that off and put a bow on it, Dollywood plans to announce a new Dollywood-themed radio channel for park goers to enjoy outside of Dollywood.
Okay.
Had a bartending gig last night. It's what I like to do in my part-time and spare hours.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You make people happy. You give them a drink. I was doing a kind of a corporate event. It was at a law firm, and it was a meeting of like women in law.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So it was maybe women age 25 to 45.
Okay.
And it was a really nice, fancy thing. And it was a lot of fun. I was doing a lot of people watching. Mm. And it was kind of loud. So like I couldn't hear a whole lot of conversations, but I would overhear other things. And I loved the people that were coming up to me like, okay, they live in the White Lotus kind of world.
Okay, right.
Because, this is where the word summer is no longer like a noun. It's a verb.
It's a verb, yeah.
Like, we're summering.
We're summering in the Hamptons.
Yeah. Hey.
Where are you summering? Was the question I was hearing from a few people. And, and this one person, this is so funny because it was like four people talking. And she's like, oh, I'm not sure because I just spent a month in Peru with a yogi, which is like a yoga expert.
Is it okay?
Right. And
as opposed to a bear.
In Peru. Yeah. And then all, like the three other ones are like, oh yeah, Peru is the best. I love Peru. Mm. Like everybody in the group had already been to Peru.
Jeez.
Not like it's like, oh, I went to Dollywood.
Yeah.
Of course I've gone to Peru.
I splurged on Dollywood.
I summered in Peru two years ago. Guess what? I summered in Shelbyville.
Yeah.
That way you feel fancy that way. I'm summering in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
What are you doing? Looks like you're mowing your lawn. No, I'm summering.
Okay. I'll also be doing fall and winter there, too.
Yeah. We're getting winter there? I'm feeling good, like I should.
Been in the blue around the neighborhood. It's a pretty awesome story. A guy named Dion Leonard is a ultra marathoner.
Oh, man.
He's from Scotland. You know, those ones where they just run for days and days, you know, taking little breaks and everything like that. He was in a 155-mile race across the Gobi Desert.
Oh, my God.
And the first day out in the middle of the desert running, a random stray dog just started running with him.
Oh.
Just by his side. Huh. And I guess the dog stayed with him the whole time. It was like several days.
What?
You know, it took breaks in between. They'd stop for meals and sleep and stuff. And I guess at the end he looked around and asked anybody who this dog belonged to. Nobody did. So he says, well, he's my dog now.
Aww.
So he took him home and named him Gobi for the Gobi Desert.
Oh, that's perfect.
That is so cute.
I love it. It's like two animals that needed to be together.
Yeah. And they clearly have something in common.
Yeah.
So.
Right? Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Oh. That guy got adopted by a dog.
Yeah, no kidding.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Dogs are not big fans of fireworks.
No. Not at all.
There's a veterinarian who says you can help your dog by getting them used to the sudden popping sounds.
Okay.
How do you do that?
Okay, here's some suggestions from probably an insane veterinarian.
All right. Okay.
He says snapping, dry spaghetti. You know how you snap before you put it in the pan? Yeah, the cracking sound. They said that might help simulate the sounds of sudden pops.
That sounds stupid.
It does. And he says you could work your way up to using bubble wrap.
Those are like snaps in comparison to
fireworks. Yeah, not big booms and stuff like that.
No, not a house shaking boom.
Yeah.
Has anybody checked this guy's credentials?
I don't know. Yeah. it sounds really stupid.
I'm not a,
it's not going to work.
I'm not a veterinarian, but I slept at a Holiday Inn last night.
How many packs of spaghetti are you going to go through?
Right.
Snapping it constantly. Or you can just drive them through Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
And with all the gunfire going on constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get them used to it.
A few hours of that.
Yeah.
They're like fireworks. You ain't nothing.
Yeah. Keep your head down.
That's ridiculous.
That is really stupid.
We have one of those white noise machines.
Yeah. Try to mask the sound of the fireworks.
Yeah. So we'll put Wally into one room, into the bedroom, and we turn up the white noise really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the stuff is kind of masked by that. So he does pretty well. We also have to drug him a little bit, too.
Yeah, a little bit of drill, something like that. Yeah. Well, you know, we had a dog years ago named Waffles. He was a Sheltie. And he actually, fireworks made him run through the lattice on our deck.
Oh,
and he ran, it almost left like a perfect outline of his body going through it. Kind of like a coyote cartoon.
Yeah.
And I had to break the other side to get him out.
Aww.
So it was like, it was tough. We posted this on Facebook yesterday. It's kind of a fun thing we've been talking about in the studio off the air. And that is, what did you do as a kid that would be on the news now?
Yeah.
Or like even Florida just like man.
Other kids.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, if that happened today, you believe that? I mean, I remember a kid in my school was mad at the vice principal and he brought in a crossbow.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they just like took it away from him, like, give us that.
Yeah.
He called his parents, like, no dessert for dinner tonight, after dinner. You know, like,
yeah.
It was like, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But today,
that would be
like,
the lead story.
CNN would be like live on location.
Yeah. Wow. I actually, now that you brought that up, I remember in junior high, a kid, he was kind of one of those suspicious kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote on a piece of paper, like, I'm going to kill all of you. And he had a lot of issues and stuff, and he ended up being like a really sweet guy in high school and stuff. A little quirky and everything, but yeah, he wrote that, and I remember giving it to the teacher and being like,
wow,
this isn't
something's
right.
wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and nothing was ever done about it, and thankfully nothing
happened.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
We had Chris tell us on Facebook, I stuck crayons in my ears. I thought it would look like Frankenstein's bolts in his neck. One of the crayons got stuck in my ear. Had to go to the ER to get it removed.
That must have been a big crayon.
Yeah, maybe those like giant
crayons.
Yeah,
the giant ones.
Ouch.
Kirsten says, we didn't have social media back then. That was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now. That's why we know about everything immediately now.
Yep.
Right.
You know. She went on to go say, I plead the fifth.
Yes.
She's not telling. I remember we had one teacher that would have made the news.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was somebody, this girl, she was always asking to go to the bathroom, and she just like brought this teacher to like her last nerve. And she actually made her sit in a cardboard box and wouldn't let her go to the bathroom all day.
Stop.
Oh no.
And it was weird. And then like I think she was out the next day.
Yeah.
And then the day she returned, I guess her mother came in and said, like, she had to go to the doctor, like, because she tried to hold it all day.
Yeah, she probably got a UTI.
I think she did,
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, poor girl.
Yeah, they just said, like, girl stuff. They didn't tell us, what it was. But, like, it hurt her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
That teacher would be, like, be coming after her with, like, pitchforks and torches.
Yeah,
oh,
no kidding.
1,000%.
4th of July reminds me that me and some of my friends used to have, you know, Roman candle battles where you would light them and then point them at each other.
Oh, man.
It was like, it was cool. It's like having a flamethrower. In about an hour and a half, we're going to be over at the Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to play bingo with the kids, either up in their rooms or in the Seacrest Studios. We do that the first Thursday of every month. So that'll be fun.
It's my favorite.
Always a good time.
Thursday, always.
Yeah.
And then it's the 4th of July.
Woo!
So what are we doing? Any plans for the holiday?
Yeah, so tonight I'm working at the food truck again, and then tomorrow I'll be doing the same thing, so... Not really celebrating 4th of July, but I'll celebrate it making acai bowls. So,
okay. You'll be watching other people celebrate.
Yeah. I'll be making money. That's fine with me.
That's good.
And making Tommy's happy.
Yes.
I'm going to be dog sitting for my son and his family. They're going to Indiana for a little family reunion thing with his wife's part of the family.
Ooh.
And so I'll be over there with Belle, their golden retriever, who's adorable, and get some earmuffs for the 4th of July fireworks.
Exactly. I'm dropping my wife off at the airport tomorrow morning so that she can go for a long weekend to visit her dad.
Oh, nice.
Then friends of ours, family friends, are having a barbecue poolside.
Ooh, gotta love that.
Yeah, it's a good place to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Submerged.
Absolutely.